Carter Woolley, a member of St. John's Lutheran Church. I have to admit something. I don't know what to think about the fall. I know, it's hard to argue against those crisp autumn mornings, football games, Halloween, the leaves changing, pumpkin pie, flannels, or nights by a crackling fire. Those things are all great, but where fall falls flat for me is knowing what comes next, the cold and dark of winter. That's particularly true for me today, as I'm writing the Monday after daylight savings time. Sure, there is a lot to love about winter, Christmas being at the top of that list. But getting out of work at 5 and facing a sun that sets at 5:30 sort of stinks. There is something beautiful about Christmas falling during this period. At a time when the trees are bare, the weather is cold, and the days are short, the words of Isaiah take on a special new meaning. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Advent means something special to us as Christians. We are a fallen and broken people. At our most basic nature, we are sinful and lost, wandering about in the desert. But Advent gives us hope. The promise of Advent is that light exists in the world, and we are called to prepare the way for the coming of that light. That great promise of hope in the person of Jesus Christ. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In the midst of the cold and the dark of the season, Christ comes to earth. Let's prepare for him the way. Lord God, you are the light in our darkness, our hope for what is to come. Teach us to trust you above all else, even as shadows lengthen and the days are long. As we step into a new day, reveal to us your holy light. In Jesus' name, Amen.